Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I am visiting with Tim Hess with Fastline. And Tim, first of all, I want to tell you how much we appreciate Fastline sponsoring our coverage of the show this year. You guys have a big announcement here, a fun announcement, and that is a mobile app game called Ag Racer. I'm going to let you tell us all about it, and maybe we can just start with the idea behind this. And how did you decide this was something you guys wanted to do?
Well, thank you. AgRacer really came about as a idea of trying to expand our brand into the younger demographic of our market. We have a great brand, a great following through the multi-generations that read our publication, have always turned to us to be that buyer's guide out there to provide equipment to them. But we want to try to move that market through. So the AgRacer game is really intended to bring farm equipment, mix in some racing, have some fun with it, and also win some prizes. So it's been developed over a multiple month time frame. It's been a long path with its share of challenges and those type of things, but we are launching it live here today at the show. We're really excited about it. At the booth, you can come out and play it and experience it a little bit, download it while you're there, and try to have some fun with it.
So does this mean you're one of those people they call a gamer, and you just thought, how can I apply this to my business?
Right. Well, we always try to look at what's coming next. There's a lot of things happening technology-wise, with the websites and everything can go so far, with the social media can go so far, and it's just one of those other media reaches that goes in there and can talk to other, age groups, other demographics within there. We have a huge sponsorship of our FFA kids, and we feel like this is a great opportunity to get something in their hands that's Fastline that they can have a lot of fun with.
Well, that just ties right into today. I published our weekly Zim poll. It's a poll of our readers and audience, and this year, this one is on what's the next big thing in ag communications and social media. I might have to add games to one of the options on there now. Thank you very much. But that is kind of something that I hear a lot of talk about, is now that we've sort of embraced social media, what's next, where do we go, and this is a fascinating way to integrate your marketing of your company and products to an audience that maybe you haven't had you've been looking for the right way to get in there. So at this point, I know it's brand new. What can you say about the game itself and what people are going to find when they play it?
Well, the game itself is pretty much a straightforward racing game. The only difference is you're going to choose vehicles that you're going to find around the farm, all the way from a small lawn tractor up through a combine, and you're going to be able to drive a combine around like it's a Ferrari, which is a little fun experience. It's a little, it's not quite the realism of a combine clunking along down the road, but at the same time, the game is built around a point structure. So as you race on different difficulty levels and with the larger and larger equipment, you earn point multipliers. You're running around the course, you're trying to beat your opponents, you're trying to get first, second place points, and at the end of the month, starting with March, we're actually going to be awarding prizes for those top 3 to 5 winners out there. And so our first place is going to be something like an iPad out there that would be a first place prize, and it's going to be all based on how many points those people collect within the 30-day window or 31-day window of the month.
Well, you mentioned iPad, so let's talk about how and where you play the game then. This is developed to play on, say a smartphone or a tablet.
Right. Right now, the platforms for it are anything within the Apple family and anything within the Android family. So you can do everything from an iPad, iPod, iPhone, all into the Android tablets and the Android phones. You can download them at either the Android Market, the iTunes Store, right on your device. Any way you can get to any of those great services they offer out there, you can find the game. It's under AgRacer. If you just search that under the content, you will find it, pop it up, be able to download it, and start playing.
Now, when you play this, is there any interactivity outside of just you playing against against the clock, so to speak?
Right now you're racing against anywhere from 3 to 5 other opponents that are just computer generated. The second phase of the game will have multiple updates, as they always do. You have new content comes out, new ideas come out, and the game improves. We're looking at a version to probably launch maybe by summer that would be something more of a networkable, so where I can choose you as a friend and then race against you directly. We go out and we race down the course. We also have multiple new tracks coming out. Right now we have one track out there to race on, but we'll have some different formats there. We're actually looking at something that would move into almost drag racing as well.
Well, you know, we do a little bit of tractor pulling, you know, here at the Farm Machinery Show, so maybe that's an idea, too. I just got to ask, since we are at the National Farm Machinery Show especially, is the game kind of color coordinated? Because, you know, we're all about the right colors of equipment these days.
Yeah, we have the colors on there, but the you know, the national manufacturers there, we kind of keep their colors safe for their own use. But you still find multiple colors of all the vehicles out there you can pick. And we're always looking for the manufacturers to come in and say they want to be a part of the game as well.
Well, we can help make them aware of that opportunity, let's put it that way. Anything else that you want people to know right now about AgRacer that we haven't touched on?
You know, I think it's just one of those opportunities where if you can get the chance to experience it, it's a good, clean game in an environment today where there's a lot of games out there you're afraid to let your family play with. Fastline's always been about keeping our publications to the point where anybody, any age, can pick it up and look at it, and this game is no different. It's for anybody at any age, and you don't have to worry about it. It's a safe place.
That's a very good point, because there certainly is a lot of concern these days about what is available and accessible through this thing we know and love, the Internet. Well, thank you very much, Tim Hess. We're here at National Farm Machinery Show and just talked about the unveiling, the startup of AgRacer. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.